Part C, directions. You will hear three pieces of recorded material. Before listening to each one, you will have time to read the questions related to it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have time to check your answers. You will hear each piece once only.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following speech on the preschool years. You now have 15 seconds to read questions 11 to 13.
In recent years, a growing emphasis has been placed on what have been termed the preschool years, and many societies throughout the world, for a variety of social, economic, and political reasons, governments are facing increasing pressure to provide more funds for properly organized and controlled nursery care. Parents have become aware not only of the educational advantages, but also of the obvious economic justification of the provision of nursery education, which will enable mothers to return to work much sooner than would otherwise have been the case. The provision of preschool educational facilities varies enormously from country to country. In both America and England, pressure from parents has resulted in considerable development of play school kindergartens, which have evolved privately in response to local demand, and which only now are receiving somewhat belated attention and interest from the State Department. A prime economic mover in this post-war development is the ever-growing number of women who, for financial or professional reasons or both, want to return to work as quickly as possible. Gone are the days when a wife and mother fulfilled those roles alone. Many women still choose to remain at home until the children reach school age. But an increasing number of women are now opting to return to work if the nursery facilities are available. No longer is it automatically assumed that the mother must stay at home with her children. The post-war acceptance of working wives has in its way revolutionized attitudes towards preschool education. But this in turn has brought about a reaction. Questions 14 to 16 are based on a monologue. You now have 20 seconds to read questions 14 to 16.
Populations tend to grow at a dramatic rate. This means that they progressively double. As an example of this type of growth rate, take one penny and double it every day for 1 month. After the first week, you would have only 64 cents. But after the fourth week, you would have over $1 million. This helps explain why the population has come on all of a sudden. It took from the beginning of human life to the year 1830 for the population of the Earth to reach 1 billion. That represents a time span of at least 2 million years. Then it took from 1830 to 1930 for world population to reach 2 billion. The next billion was added by 1960. Only 30 years, and in 1975, world population reached 4 billion. Which is another billion people in only 15 years. World population is increasing at a rate of 9,000 per hour. 220,000 per day, 80 million per year. This is not only due to higher birth rates, but to lower death rates as well. The number of births has not declined at the same rate as the number of deaths. Some countries, such as Colombia, Thailand, Morocco, Costa Rica, and the Philippines, are doubling their populations about every 21 years, with a growth rate of 3.3% a year or more. The United States is doubling its population about every 87 years, with a rate of 0.8% per year. Every time a population doubles, the country involved needs twice as much of everything, including hospitals, schools, resources, food and medicine to care for its people. It is easy to see that this is very difficult to achieve for the more rapidly growing countries. Questions 17 to 20 are based on an interview in which California artist James R. Proctor begins with a discussion of his paintings. You now have 20 seconds to read questions 17 to 20.
What is your idea for this painting, Mr. Proctor?
The work is based on the Oriental idea that we all exist as part of a whole or absolute being.
How does the painting show that all things are in some way connected?
You know, every shape, line, and pattern is related to the whole. Nothing stands alone. This emphasis on the interrelationship of everything can also be seen in the concept of time and space. Shapes and movements in the horizontals denote space, while in the verticals they denote time.
Do the circles have a particular meaning here?
The circle represents the absolute, or the whole. It appears to break under pressure from outside, only to return to wholeness as it moves farther upward in time.
Are the shapes moving both in space and time?
Yes, all elements move rhythmically. The strong shapes and values provide impressive contrast. Yet, together, they create a kind of pulling. Within the shapes, there is Baroque explosiveness. But this is also held back or controlled.
Baroque explosiveness?
Yes. The word Baroque meaning breaking all barriers.
Is the strong horizontal or vertical line the barrier?
Yes, it is. It's basically a break or a dividing line going through the subject plane. And there might be a very strong horizontal and a very strong vertical at the same time.
Are viewers of the painting on one side of the barrier?
No, they should be able to jump back and forth. In other words, you can come on this side or on the other side of the barrier and look through it.
Does the barrier mean that you see a broken universe in your painting?
Not really. I don't necessarily feel that it's broken. In other words, I think that art visually should cause certain hostile reaction in the viewer. And that line running through there will create that hostility in most people.
Is that the reaction you want from your viewer?
Sometimes, yes. I look at a negative reaction. Oh, my God, that is... Or, he doesn't know what he's doing. Or, I don't like it, and I feel that is high praise.
Your work has changed a lot during your career as an artist. For example, at the end of high school, your paintings of plants and other nature subjects were very realistic. What made you move away from this kind of work?
My own inner feelings, basically. My study of Oriental philosophies.
That is the end of part C.